An assassination in Russia sends out shockwaves. A witch doctor has a change of heart in an unlikely place. And church planning and business enter into a partnership in Indonesia. That's next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The assassination of an outspoken Putin critic in Russia is sending shockwaves throughout Russia, but also evangelical churches. Mission Eurasia's Wade Kusak says there's a new political atmosphere in Russia.
In this atmosphere of hatred and nationalism, anything can be done to the people with a different point of view, and basically it's what happened to Boris Nemtsov. He was assassinated.
Kusak says the government's responsible and Christians are the scapegoats.
Religious minorities, including evangelicals, became more and more isolated and blamed for hardship that Russia is going through. They named not only as a sectarian, but also as a spy.
Mission Eurasia is combating the spiritual battle with Schools Without Walls, training young people the Bible and how to share Jesus. Kusak says heart change is the only way to fix the problem. Pray for safety and courage for Christians to share their faith. As you support these young people, you could change a culture. Next, since when does praying get you in trouble for medical malpractice? Well, according to our friends at Voice of the Martyrs, five Christians in Laos were recently fined and sentenced to 9 months in prison. Their crime? Praying for a sick woman who later died. A new Christian, the woman asked them to pray when she got sick. The five church leaders don't have legal representation and are struggling to appeal the case. Ask God to provide good legal assistance. This is Mission Network News. The United Nations calls the Syrian refugee crisis one of the largest exoduses in human history. Women and children make up three-quarters of the population fleeing the civil war. The emotional trauma has become debilitating for some. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says they responded with the Oasis, a school program in Lebanon for Syrian refugee children. This week, they added a counseling program for the moms.
These are people that have had to flee from their homes because of war and violence. Families have been split up and separated, and our desire is to care for them, love them, support them, and to connect them with the one who provides true healing and restoration.
The goal is to help the family become self-sustaining. Vocational training is another part of the program. So is this.
We're committed to sharing the gospel with them and discipling those that make commitments to him. So we're excited to see what God is doing.
Particulars and links at our website. In other news, distributing Bibles in Equatorial Guinea is a challenge, according to Operation World. And yet, God's kingdom is growing in the tiny West African nation. World Missions' Greg Kelly says during a recent visit, their team gave a treasure to a local witch doctor.
He listened to the gospel that night, and the next morning, without any instruction, he came to the pastor's doorstep, and he handed him a bag full of all of his witchcraft paraphernalia. When he's saying, I surrender, and handing over his bag of stuff, that was him turning his life to Jesus.
The treasure is a World Missions audio scripture device. Each one can reach up to 144 people with the gospel.
They're not hearing a commentary. They're not hearing an argument. They're hearing the word of God, and it's just going into their heart.
$40 sends one treasure anywhere in the world. You can connect with World Mission to help start the process at missionnews.org. And sometimes business and church planning go hand in hand. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, says in communities resistant to the gospel, Christian-owned small businesses are a way to begin telling people about Jesus. Now, this concept's growing in Indonesia. Muslim and Hindu-majority communities are being exposed to the gospel more and more. Now, if you'd like to get involved in supporting the project, visit our website to learn more. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News to find us. When you join, you'll get news, regular behind-the-scenes messages, video updates, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to our Facebook and Twitter pages can be found at our website, missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.